it's a sensitive subject to some, but it shouldn't be. It's a question of money. now,
is this for the year?
Yeah, yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah. Because those of us that work in the Christian media know that, you know, Christian media is an expensive thing to keep going. But we tend to see that the models that they use to sort of pay for their keep, from my point of view, are not biblical models. Yet, you know, there are expenses and we need to survive, and we don't have the resources of the secular world. We don't have the audience of the secular world to enable us to sort of earn enough money for advertising or whatever, just, you know, like in the way that ITV would run. So just to say, you know, Saffron Planet, we're totally independent. We're not financed by anybody, as you all know here. But I thought I'd just mention it to those who are listening. We don't have secret supplies of money. Yet we want to, you know, we want to thrive. We want to move to the next stage. And to be quite honest, you know, without money, you can't do such stuff. You know, we're all working on, we all do other stuff. And we have to support ourselves in other ways. And there are other costs, marketing costs and this exhibition costs and, you know, all sorts of costs. Which need to be met. So is it right to ask Christians to finance us? And if so, in what way is the relevant way of doing it, do you think, that's sensitive?
I think you just open that up as a subject and say, people listening, what... Because I think there's a danger that you've... This is the thing that's interesting. The difficulty with Christians, especially when it comes to money, is this. We're to underpin all we do with Scripture, yeah? Yet, at the same time, especially when it comes to money... It can be so easy to twist Scripture so that you're undermining your principles with, you're underlining your principles of Scripture, but then we go, well, no, but you're actually using Scripture against those that are involved and force them to get money. So I think it's a really fine line. And actually, how do you broach the subject of money and stuff with people? Because I think it's such a personal thing. I think it's something that it's something that God has to reveal to an extent with people, that people have to be moved.
Well, but I think you can be super spiritual over that.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I mean, if our children, who are not in ministry, if our children are in financial trouble, they let me know, and I'm able to respond to them. If I don't respond to them, they don't come around and accuse me of being unloving or try and put my arm up behind my back to persuade me or use all kinds of inflated stories to get money out of me. They rely on me to respond as I believe I should. And I believe that's exactly the approach that we need to take with Saffron Planet or with Indian Me, with CL Ministers or anything else. We let it be known to those who use our ministry that we have to survive and that the ministry needs to survive. But we never, ever, ever, ever put any kind of pressure on people. We don't twist the truth about the ministry in order to get resources. We are utterly truthful and transparent about the whole thing. We don't labour the point, but we don't shrink from letting people know that there's a need. And that seems to me to be wisdom.
Quantify and make specific the particular needs that there are. People might not be aware how much this kit that I'm looking at now costs, and what other plans there are in the pipeline, the exhibition costs. Do you want to just flag up some of those, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, it's costing us £3,000 to be at the exhibition. But more than that,
this is the Christian Resources exhibition in
May the 13th. Stand S8A.
It'll be great if the listeners turned up. We'd
love to
meet them.
Make way to S8A.
Oh, make way to S8A.
So, what are Howard's poems?
It's almost like Satan.
We'll see you there.
See you there at S8A. Anyway, the other thing was. I think what we're doing is more about human resources. Just to take an example of this young chap opposite us, Louis, who's working full-time in Lincoln on the secular radio station. Now, if Louis was freed up to be able to work for us, you know, the amount of programming that we'll be able to do is 10 times more than we do. Our real heart, I believe, is to reach young people, young Christians who are sucked into other stuff.
Into universities.
Yeah, or into universities. And we know, you know, the liberal Christianity that is out there and that is sucking in young people into the social gospel and such. You know, we have someone like Louis who can identify with young people. We can produce programs that can go out to young people, but we can't do it unless we've got the time to do it. And, you know, Louis works 9 to 5 up in Lincoln, so we only see him once a month. That's just one example. And there's you, Chris, with your ministry and my ministry. You know, if we could be freed up to do more work on Saffron Planet, then I think it'll just move up to the next stage and we can do far more than we're doing now.
Well, I think it's all to the good to let people know that there are these needs. Mm-hmm. And if the Holy Spirit moves in there, hearts to say, give to Saffron Planet with particular reference to Louis or Steve or whoever it may be, praise God. But I think the day when we start to make promises to them and to say, look, you know, you need to sow into this ministry, and if you do, you'll reap accordingly. And, you know, I think that is where it becomes the work of charlatans rather than men of God. We just have to guard against that with everything we have.
Well, Chris, can you anoint that handkerchief?
Do you want to blow your nose?
We'll put it out as a special prize.
Let me just introduce scripture at this point, because we've already referred to the letters of Peter. And the first of them is a letter which is very encouraging for those of us who are facing stressful times from society. That's today. Mm-hmm. The second letter has a similar emphasis, but it majors on false teachers that arise from within. And the way in which they are described is absolutely incredible. What's just scripture? Listen to this. What's 2 Peter chapter 2. There were also false prophets among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you. They will secretly introduce destructive heresies. Secretly introduce is a beautiful Greek word, paraisago, which means to draw in alongside. It's like a boat coming alongside a jetty, or a crocodile lying next to a log. And if you don't know which is which, you can stand on the wrong thing and you're lost. That's what it is. They will secretly introduce. So in other words, it's not direct heresy in the sense of saying, hey, listen to this latest heresy. It's saying this is Bible truth, but it's not Bible truth. It's just off beam. Yeah. They will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the sovereign Lord who bought them, bringing swift destruction on themselves. Many will follow their shameful ways and will bring the way of truth into disrepute. In their greed, notice, these teachers will exploit you with stories they've made up. The word exploit is a really powerful Greek word. It's the word emporiumai. Yeah, absolutely. And it is treating people like an emporium. What's an emporium? It's the kind of thing where you go, you know, everything a pound or everything. Right, yeah. It's like a cheap jack place.
Yeah.
And they exploit you. They want to extract money out of you. And this is what they do. And how do they extract money out of you? And it says with stories they've made up.
Yeah.
And that word is plastos, which is the word we use for plasticine or plastic, something deliberately shaped to achieve a purpose. And what is the purpose? To extract money from people. Making up stories, in exaggeration, all the stuff that we're talking about. Yeah. And it's here in 2 Peter 2. Yeah. Their condemnation has long been hanging over them, and their destruction has not been sleeping, he says. I mean, it's a devastating chapter in the light of what we're saying. We have to be absolutely full of integrity in this ministry, as in any other. We can let our needs be known to the Lord and also to the Lord's people. But beyond that, we dare not go. And the moment we start making exaggerated claims and applying pressure, we're doing the work of the enemy.
Well said, young man. Have a drink.
We heartily concur. And
we'll just finish up a poem from the collection of Howard Worth. Yes, got any more?
All right, just one more.
I got it.
Leaders of many lands prolong their lives with monkey glands. Thank you.
Saffron Planet. Making sense of it.